Good morning. From WVIQ News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, August 24th. A developer from Des Moines is taking a big risk on downtown Bettendorf by building new apartments on the site of an old motel. Demolition of the Twin Bridges Motel and Paddlewheel Restaurant began this week, and WVIK's Michelle O'Neill reports yesterday the president of Newbury Living, Frank Levy, city officials, and others pitched in to help tear down the motel with the blue roof located on 15th Street.
That's the sound of a sledgehammer knocking bricks off one corner of the old building. Frank Levy from Newbury Living considers the property prime real estate. The location boasts great views of the Mississippi River, and he's thrilled with the number of eyeballs that will see the new Bridges Apartments as cars enter Iowa on the new I-74 bridge.
It's a U-shape. Inside the U is a swimming pool and a patio. And the edges of the U are angled so that every apartment along the U has a view of the river.
Bettendorf at-large alderman Frank Baden has been working for years to get rid of the Twin Bridges Motel.
Our fire department and police department have to be the happiest civil servants in the city because they make over 300 calls a year to this address.
The $22 million project should be ready for renters in about a year. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Aspiring filmmakers will premiere short films tonight at the Figge Art Museum. Jonathan Burnett is the founder and lead instructor of Urban Exposure, a 10-week summer film program that he says gives young people the chance to express themselves creatively and nonviolently. Burnett says one of the films premiering tonight is called More Than Color, and it was written by 14-year-old Dania Green.
It's about a young black girl of darker complexion and is just constantly bombarded by the ideals of the world of colorism, you know, like being lighter skin, having straighter hair, those types of things. And it's about how she, at the end, will believe that she is beautiful regardless of the texture of her hair and the color of her skin.
Six students participated in the film program this summer. Their films will premiere tonight at the Figge, beginning with a reception at 5 p.m. You can learn more about Urban Exposure in the newest episode of the WVIK podcast, The Gallery Gap. Senator Chuck Grassley held a town hall meeting in Mount Air in southern Iowa yesterday. One of the topics that came up was President Trump's stance on the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. President Trump said Tuesday that NAFTA will probably be terminated at some point. But Grassley pointed out that other than pulling out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, none of his other campaign promises regarding trade have come true.
But other than that, you know, pulling out of NAFTA and all the other things he's going to do, he has moderated his views considerably. And I think you ought to see that as helpful.
Farmers have been concerned a termination of NAFTA might result in U.S. agriculture being shut out of foreign markets. A third judge has ruled that Iowa Department of Transportation officers issued speeding tickets for years without the legal authority to do so. District Associate Judge Christine Dalton on Wednesday dismissed a ticket issued to Indianola attorney George Dunbar, who was cited for driving 5 miles over the speed limit along Interstate 80 near Davenport. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.